Hello, and this is the Multimedia Men podcast number 16.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. I'm Brian Kluger. I'm with Gadi Elkhan.
What's up?
Andrew Conway.
That is correct, sir.
And Adam Conway.
Hey.
Traitor.
How's everybody doing after the ice storm in Dallas?
Ice storm Cleon got my house.
Thanks, be Delphus. We love you.
It was crazy.
And we'll honestly tell them something.
If you haven't heard, there was a huge ice storm in Dallas that pretty much we were all stuck inside for a few days.
Apocalypse. Have y'all seen the ice sliding off people's roofs and like crazy
yesterday
amounts?
When we were...
It happened to me.
Did you get knocked out and killed?
No, I killed somebody.
I killed somebody?
Dude, so crazy.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. I was like, what's going on out here?
When
like
we were...
You start hearing a little rumbling. And
then, boom, boosh, boom.
When we were driving yesterday, the car in front of us, the entire sheet of ice on top of their car came off and... did like flips like four times, and I thought it was gonna hit the car, and it just landed on the ground and it shattered. But I thought it was like part of the car because it was just a solid block of ice, like the entire car.
That's happening on the way over here.
Oh,
I had an 18 wheeler that was in the left lane, and their car in front of me that like ice from the top of the 18 wheeler fell on that car right in front of me. Freaked me out. Didn't hit my car, but
it's crazy. Well, I'm glad we're all here and safe and sound.
Thank you, Telkis.
And it's December, guys. It's December.
Superstar with a man.
Peace. The end of the year.
Yeah, it is December. It's
no
great.
Longer November.
Holiday season and everything's in
Brian,
full swing.
Shave his mustache finally.
No, I'm gonna keep it. I think for a little
flip
while.
It. Like you're talking, flip it
for real.
Flip it for real.
I think it'd be funny. Yeah. It'd be so funny.
For real.
The
Salvador Dalí.
A reverse.
Where is Benicio del Toro? Is he dead?
No, he's not.
Okay.
He's in Avengers 2.
He's working on Wolfman 2.
Really?
Wolfman 2, I think.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's what I heard. Turn that into a series, movie, TV series now.
Ooh.
Oh,
ooh.
So far, early this morning when I got up, I started writing down every movie I've seen in the theater this year. It's gotten to 125 so far.
Wow.
That's nothing.
That's...
You work at a theater. Don't mess with it.
Yeah, that is impressive. I'll probably have the
that
smallest.
Yeah, I
very
believe it. Yeah,
I'm
I was
the
like,
smallest
holy shit.
List, I'm sure out of all of us.
It's because you're stupid.
But it's not the size.
So I imagine there's going to be like three to five more movies.
It's the quality. It's the way you use it.
The quality.
That's crazy. So
now quality,
I have to,
not quality.
I have to narrow them down to the top 10.
Oh, that's going to be rough. Is that happening? No, that's happening soon. But
yeah,
that's
we're doing
the
next podcast.
Yeah, I bet.
Or the podcast in January.
Whatever.
So, to get things started for the 16th podcast,
let's not talk movies anymore.
We're gonna do. We're gonna talk about a lot of music today, and our first top three segments.
Top we're the multimedia man. We talk about more than just movies.
Yeah, video
multi
games,
multi
music,
that's right.
Yeah, theater, Broadway.
But these
here's
are
some music
for movies.
So yeah, well, here's the top three songs made for movies. So these are not scores. We've done a podcast where we did our top three scores without lyrics. This is songs with lyrics that were specifically made for movies that were written that have possibly won Oscars or may have not. I'm sure most of mine have not won Oscars because...
That's true. All of mine have. All of mine.
So I'll pass it over to Adam Conway first, what his top three songs in movies are.
Yes.
Top three songs.
There are a lot of songs written for movies that I love. Some runners up.
Tron,
yeah.
Tron.
I like from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, Somebody's Baby by Jackson Browne.
Still,
still
argue that's not made for the movie.
You don't think so? If you could tell us, it's one of you can comment and
yeah, give
see
us some history on that.
A history on
I'm
that.
Sure
was,
Jackson
we're all arguing about
being,
that.
Was getting Punani long before that movie came along.
Yeah, but doesn't mean that from that song.
I use the correct terminology, by the way, so don't bleep that out.
I'm not.
It's correct.
The scientific term for
it's approved dictionary
by Gene.
Google it.
All right. So that's your number three. What's your number two?
Well,
that was just runner
that
up.
That was a runner up.
Oh, you're not even at the top.
Yeah, I have several runners up. But,
let's
yeah.
do two runners up and give us your
okay.
top three.
Yeah, don't steal.
Another
yeah, one's
another runners up is from Footloose. Great song, Holding Out for a Hero.
Oh, that is a good
oh,
one.
Oh, I thought you were
going to
say
quality.
Not Footloose.
Footloose is annoying.
Is that Kenny Loggins too?
Yeah.
Or did he just do
No.
Did he do the entire soundtrack?
Kenny Loggins pretty much did.
I have
the
soundtrack on vinyl here.
Right, I believe it's a woman.
Didn't he do all of Top Gun too?
All yeah. And all of Tom Cruise? What is
that? He did do all of Tom
Thank you, Kenny Loggins. Thank you.
Then, I guess moving into my top three. Number three, I have... the song from Eddie and the Cruisers called Dark Side.
Nice.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
I love that song.
What's a great movie?
How's it go?
On the dark side.
Okay, good.
Like that, guys. You know.
Thank you, guys. I'll see you.
Eddie and the Cruisers. I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
Oh, it's a good one.
It's good. Not as good as part two.
Yeah.
Oh. I think Dennis Leary was in part two.
Might have been.
Number two on my list is Somewhere Out There from American Tale.
Did you like the actual mouse version, or do you like the actual real version with the man and the woman?
The real version, but I'm partial to both.
I like both.
I like the mouse
version. Because I like the mouse version because his voice cracks and squeaks when he gets the high notes. I love it. It's a Jewish movie.
Squeaks like a mouse.
Yeah, I love that. It's extremely Jewish.
Bible Mouskowitz.
Bible Mouskowitz.
It was tough to send for number one. Like, you know, I really love the song from A Real Genius, Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World, but
I'm not so sure that's a...
It totally is. It
written was, for that movie.
It was totally written for
that's
that
a
movie.
Great song.
It is a great song.
It's called Tears for
Fears. Val Kilmer lived off that movie for a while.
I think so Dennis really Miller's TV show on HBO, what was his theme song as well?
I think it was.
I undoubtedly know that it was.
Undoubtedly.
But my number one is from a little Coen Brothers movie, Oh Brother, We're Out There.
Sweet.
Nice. I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow.
Quality
drama. Great, great song.
That is an amazing movie and a great song. Awesome. Great list. Great list.
Sure.
All right. To the other Conway twin, Andrew.
Oh,
really?
Oh, geez. Triplets. Hey. Well, it was tough for me, too. I'm
horrible
here's
music
taste. I know. Yeah. You'll see. You'll see how good my music taste is. I actually have three runner-ups that probably no one picked. But
really let me
and they've got to be... I think you said six.
Did you say Milli Vanilli?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Close. He's a little better than Milli Vanilli. It's from a great movie called Space Jam.
I can believe Kelly. I can fly.
I believe I can fly.
Hell yeah. Slow clap. Yeah.
Fly.
That was my
some of his best work.
That was quality choice.
Some of his best work.
That was spot on.
Yeah.
Cool. It is a great basketball movie.
It is. It's a great runner up. And
then another. Can do it.
Are given you one, trapped in the closet right
now? I'm trying to think if. No, I'm not going to say that because someone else
he's coming
to say that one. But one that people were so shocked that these guys won the Oscar.
Three Six Mafia.
For
Hustle and
Hard
Flow.
Out here for a pimp.
That was definitely Hustle written for the damn.
It was a great underrated movie. Actually,
I thought you were
going to
say
Hakuna
Matata
is
what I was
like
saying.
Four or five times.
3 6 Mafia.
Lion King would be
on
my
greatest opinion. Oscar winners ever.
Yeah, seriously. It was amazing.
Best acceptance speech ever.
It was
so
great.
Good.
It was great. So my top three.
Why are we here?
Didn't Eminem win for 8 Mile?
Shh.
Getting to it. Shut up.
My third pick is from a little movie called Magnolia.
Oh, Amy?
Man, Save Me. One of the greatest.
Beautiful song.
Beautiful song.
So beautiful.
I wasn't as big of a fan of the movie until that song kind of helped pull me in a little bit. And it was.
What happened when you got pulled in?
Pretty.
It rained motherfucking frogs. That's what happened.
And then it lost me again. But no. But yeah, great Amy Mann song. You know, I didn't know of her before then, but I looked into her. She's
pretty good.
And let's see. Next, these are all kind of indie films for me, but the next one was from a small movie called Once.
So this is number two, right?
Once.
Once, man. The
was
Faces?
This Glenn Hanson?
And then The Faces?
Falling Slowly is the one I'm thinking.
Okay.
But Hanson, Falling Slowly.
Well,
know,
it's, the
they,
music
won the, they won the Oscar
of
for Falling
The Faces,
Slowly.
Right? The music. Once. Yes. Faces.
Yeah.
That was a
that's
great
the one
movie.
With the girl.
Yeah. As a
Falling
Slowly.
You're talking about the other one.
I'm talking about the other one. Falling Slowly is the one they actually won the Academy Award for.
It's both of them singing.
And Simps singing it together.
Oh, it is both on them.
In the movie, he's there. They're in a music store. He's at a piano. He starts singing it. But it's a great song.
He's great in concert, by the way.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
He opens
and there's
for Pearl Jam.
Man, there's a lot of 80s movies
Eddie,
that,
better,
that were didn't make my top list, but they should have. But my number one, Ryan Bingham, The Weary Kind for Crazy Heart.
Okay.
Ooh,
good song.
Crazy Heart.
Great song. And it's Jeff Bridges' version of it that's sort of at the end of the movie. Oh, so good.
Ryan was just in town too for when Lee Daniels was in
you
town. Ryan was in town.
Yeah.
Nice dude. Musicians, it's a real nice dude.
I actually met. See, I was fortunate to actually film a
thing with Jeff Bridges. We did a retrospective on his life, and he was actually here for Crazy Heart. Him and T-Bone were singing.
Wow.
And after we did the interview, he's like, I feel bad because I made you guys wait. Why don't here's some tickets to come backstage and watch us perform. And we actually sat in the VIP section next to Ryan Bingham's family. It was the most surreal thing in my life. I was like, oh, okay. And he's like, yeah, my son, I actually got all his tapes no one's ever heard of. I'm like, oh, that's cool. But yeah, it was just amazing getting to see Jeff Bridges and T-Bone Burnett perform these songs. It was a once-in-a-lifetime thing for sure. But so that's why that's sort of stuck with me. So.
I don't think any of us are going to replicate that type of story, but
pretty sweet.
But yeah, so that's what quality. I got. That's what I got.
Good luck.
Good job, Ryan Bingham's quality.
All right, on to Gotti. Elkon, the man in the suit and tie.
No.
Man with a plan.
I don't have a jacket. It's just shirt, tie, what?
Pantsuit.
Pants. That's all happy pantsuit. Well, since we already mentioned my honorable mention, though this wasn't written for the sound, was it? Eminem Lose Yourself?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, yeah.
It was
written for the movie. Totally.
Because that's part of the movie.
Because he was nominated for the Oscar for it.
So. Yeah. So that's honorable mention since you already brought it up.
But he never sung it in the movie.
I didn't bring that one up.
Well,
yeah.
But he does.
The rap battle.
At the end of the rap off.
No, he does not. He does not sing Lose Yourself in the rap battle.
Yeah, he does.
He does not. The song plays throughout the movie, but it's definitely, he does not sing any part of that song.
Are you sure? Well, he's on stage with Anthony Mackie.
I thought he goes in and loses yourself. He's doing his...
Yeah, not Lose Yourself. Watch it again.
But they're playing Lose Yourself while he's doing that.
No, they're not. They're playing Lose Yourself like during the movie. It's like the theme of the movie. But it definitely never sings it.
All you aficionados of 8 Mile, please call us. Let us know.
Let us know about that. Because
I'm right really about know. That.
Whatever.
Brian, I guess that Brian's probably watched it more than us.
Who's the real Marshall Mathers now?
It's my favorite movie.
Isn't that his last album? This is called I Am Who I Am.
Lose Yourself. Okay.
So is it Popeye?
It's a great song.
Why not?
That's great. I am what I am.
So that's my honorable mention.
Nice.
Let's go... Since this was, we argued about this, number three is Gary Jules' version of Mad World for Donnie Darko.
Yeah, because so it's basically a Tears for Fears song.
That's not basically, it is.
Yeah, it is. And it has a drum beat. It's more upbeat than the one in Donnie Darko, but they took out the drums and it's real, they slow it down and they sing it. Gary Jules sings it. Oh, yeah. And it's just so, it's perfect.
It's a great music.
But the reason why it fits in is because he actually did record it for the soundtrack and it is in the film.
Yeah, and it's definitely on the soundtrack.
And it's quality. Yeah. If you haven't heard Mad World,
I prefer that to the original version.
Oh, yeah.
His singing is quite amazing. It is a beautiful song. So that's number three. Number two, let's go with Eye of the Tiger by Rocky. Not by Rocky. By Survivor.
Yeah.
For Rocky 3.
Yeah.
I like
that. Was that made for Rocky 3?
Yeah. Eye of the Tiger?
Yeah, sure was.
Are you kidding me?
It is the Eye of the Tiger.
I would love to hear Sylvester Stallone's version of that.
You wouldn't be able to understand them.
Well, because they had a few big-time hits for the Rocky series. Yes. Obviously, the opening film had the first one, but this was another Oscar contender, if I'm not mistaken.
What's the song for number four, Brian?
It's the Russian theme.
Let my heart go on.
You played that earlier. You did. Yeah. Tell us what the scene was about. Working out in the snow, right?
He's running up the mountain, yeah.
No, that's good. It's a good scene. Thank you, Rocky.
The heat billowing off his
body. Back then, Russians were people in the 80s, so they just died constantly.
All those montage scenes always had a good song.
But an American died in that one. That's sad. Don't bring that up.
Apollo died.
He lives on in our hearts.
Which, by the way,
son,
aren't they making Apollo movie now?
By his son. Son Michael B. Jordan.
Yeah, Apollo's back. Woo!
I hear he's going to be a ghost in it.
Shut up. Hey, this is Lando. I mean, hey. Apollo.
That's Carl Weathers.
You're completely...
Billy Dee Williams is Lando.
Oopsie.
Oh, there's so many jokes inserted there.
Please
insert at your own will.
He's just an accidental racist.
It's funny because racism.
They are the same person. Y'all knew it. So Carl Weathers was Predator.
Predator.
He was in Predator, yes.
And Happy Gilmore.
Oh, he didn't have why is all his movies Chokes. Related about arms and hands? That's sad. Oh, anyways. Yeah, he should have been Lando. My top number one song for made for a movie was Bruce Springsteen's The Streets of Philadelphia.
Nice.
I thought you were going to go with the wrestler.
No, for Philadelphia. It's obviously written for the song.
The AIDS movie?
For the movie. Yeah, the AIDS movie. Which also stars another great black actor, Denzel Washington.
Nelson Mandela? Tom
Hanks. Yes, it is Denzel Washington.
Got that one wrong. I didn't call him Idris Elba.
And Tom Hanks.
He's white.
Oh.
We all know who he is.
But no, Bruce Springsteen, that was a huge hit.
And,
sure, awesome,
and Antonio Banderas.
And that is better.
How's it go? How's it go? How's that song?
Oh, now
I know.
Yeah, that's it.
I thought he was going to say The Wrestler, because I thought that's a great song I didn't think about. But, yeah.
So you don't like The Streets of Philadelphia? Well, move on, then.
I like it.
Haters, not number one. It is number one. Did it not win an Oscar?
It might have.
What? Streets of Philadelphia?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I don't remember. That was like 92.
I'm still upset
91.
About Carl Weathers and Lando.
I thought you were going to say that one.
Oh, yeah, but no.
Alright.
Well, Brian, what do you got, Brian? Come on. All right. You gotta beat us, Brian. Come on, Brian.
I have some funny ones. I have a few runners up. My first runner up is from the movie. That was written for that movie by John Williams. No, the first one, and that's not actually a song, that's a score.
That's a score.
Oh, the song is from the movie Eurotrip, Scotty Doesn't Know.
Nice.
And it was really? Sung by Matt Damon. It was such a funny song.
That's great.
That is a good one.
Scotty Doesn't Know that Fiona
a funny song,
I guess. Do it in my van every
Anchorman
Sunday.
2 just submitted a song called Dobby for best song. Which
like about Harry Potter's Dobby?
It's about the shark he raises from a baby to a full grown.
Nice.
You stole the name.
It would be better from Harry Potter.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Dobby doesn't.
We
know.
Miss you, Dobby.
Dobby doesn't awesome. Know that Harry is in the closet.
My
what?
My other brother runner up is
your other brother.
My other runner up
a song
is
from another mother.
Will Smith doing Men in Black from Men in Black. I really love that song. I used to dance
to
it
for that movie?
Constantly.
I thought you were gonna do a song from Wild Wild West. Is Ross?
Well, that's technically
that
a remake
really,
of a Stevie Wonder song.
He used a remake, so it's fine. It's
yeah, it's right. Right.
And my last runner up is Steel's Kiss from a Rose from Batman
Beautiful.
Forever. I love
Great.
That song. It's got a medieval touch to it.
I almost mentioned one of the Prince songs, but I
that was Party Man or Batman.
Purple Rain was written for
that was
Purple Rain.
That is One Night Stand with Val Kilmer, right?
Shut up.
I mean, it was between Kiss from a Rose and Bat Dance. It could have been Bat Dance, but I didn't go with
Bat
Kilmer's
the Rose.
Bat
Tootsie,
yeah. So my
kiss
my
from a rose on my lips.
My number three. My number. My number three, and I'm going to say the whole movie is South Park, Bigger, Longer, and Uncut. Just every song in that movie is amazing, and it was robbed of an Oscar from Phil Collins. My second one is from Breakfast Club, Don't You Forget About Me, from Simple Minds. That song defined a generation. Love that one. And my number one,
like
my number one is the entire soundtrack from Scott Pilgrim.
Nice.
All of the songs. We are Sex Ba-Bomb, Garbage Truck. It was all written by, what was his name? Did Olay.
Beck.
Yeah. Beck and his people.
Didn't he also do an album where it was all sheet music?
Yes. And you can play it yourself, yeah.
Quality Beck.
Yeah. And so there's other ones. There's like we didn't mention Mrs. Robinson. We didn't mention Danger Zone, although
we
did mention
Gangster's Paradise.
Gangster's Paradise.
There's a lot of songs, guys. A lot of songs.
Staying Alive.
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters, Fight the Power.
Fuck, boom.
Who are you going to call?
Revenge of the Nerds by Ruben Ooze.
Oh.
But yeah, let us know.
Sure
let us know what you guys think. Let us know what
your favorite
songs from movies.
I'm sure you got a few that we didn't think about. That we should have.